USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today marks a full year since Special Counsel Robert Mueller was appointed to lead the investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election. This morning, President Trump tweets, quote, "Congratulations, America. We are now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history." One of the president's lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, says the special counsel's team has already conceded to President Trump that they can't indict a sitting president. Former Assistant Chief Deputy at the DOJ, Ron Bamier, explains.
Department of Justice, and where the special counsel is appointed out of, is a branch of the, is part of the executive branch. And it would be ridiculous to think that the executive branch is going to indict the executive in charge of it. So that's where the policy derives from.
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Officials confirmed tourism is down on Hawaii's Big Island as the Kilauea volcano continues spewing lava and toxic gas. They say hotel bookings are down 50% through July. Horrifying details coming to light in the case of a San Francisco Bay Area couple accused of torturing their 10 kids. Reports are investigators say the couple waterboarded some of the children, ranging in age from 4 months to 12 years. Before the U.S. Senate votes on a measure to protect net neutrality rules, the top Democrat says,
"We don't restrict access to interstate highways. We shouldn't do that with the Internet either."
Senator Chuck Schumer on the Democratic resolution to reverse the FCC's repeal of Obama-era net neutrality rules that prevent Internet service providers from slowing or blocking content on selected websites. But while the Senate passed it and sent it on to the House, it faces a steep climb there because of strong Republican opposition. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A former Trump cabinet member speaks against U.S. leaders concealing the truth. Former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressing graduates at the Virginia Military Institute on Wednesday.
If our leaders seek to conceal the truth, or we as people become accepting of alternative realities that are no longer grounded in facts, then we as American citizens are on a pathway to relinquishing our freedom.
Tillerson never mentioned President Trump by name in the speech, which was scheduled before he was let go by President Trump back in March. A school resource police officer is being called a hero for his actions after a student opened fire at a high school in Dixon, Illinois. The Dixon police chief saying Officer Mark Dallas shot and wounded the senior, Matthew Milby, after the 19-year-old fired several shots yesterday morning during graduation rehearsal. Milby was taken into custody. He's hospitalized, but with non-life-threatening injuries. And a Florida teacher's on paid administrative leave after he was accused of drowning two raccoons during a science class. Numerous news outlets are reporting students in Marion County, Florida, reported the Forest High School teacher held the raccoons down in cages in trash cans filled with water after the animals had killed some chickens. You find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.